Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Evian Whitney, and you're listening to the Sexually Liberated Woman podcast. So I'm here with my husband, Jonathan Mead, tonight. We are sitting in our living room. He's drinking a glass of wine. I'm drinking water. And I wanted to bring him on so that we could talk a little bit about masculine and feminine polarity. It's something that comes up a lot in my work. I feel like a lot of people don't really know what it means when we say the masculine and the feminine. So I wanted to take a moment to sit down with Jonathan and shoot the shit a little bit about what it means to be in the masculine, what it means to be in the feminine, and how it relates to sex. So, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah? How's the wine?
It's good. How's the water?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's so crisp. It's like the perfect taste. So before we get started, I kind of want to go over where you began this journey of learning about masculine and feminine polarity and like how that started for you.
So I'm definitely not like an expert in masculine and feminine polarity or masculine and feminine dynamics or relationships or anything like that. It just started out as a curiosity for me. I was doing some work with a men's coach, and I wanted to feel more comfortable in my masculinity. I wanted to feel just more confident in who I am as a man, and that kind of led me to doing a David Deyda retreat.
For people who don't know, who is David Deyda? What does he do?
David Deyda is a teacher around sexual polarity and intimacy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, how does the masculine and feminine kind of dance together in sexual intimacy and also in the relationship and in life in general in a more broader way as well? Masculine and feminine is just like that yin and yang, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was curious and I wanted to learn more. So that retreat kind of led me further down the path, and it's since been pretty valuable because it's helped me in my relationship with you, obviously. And then as I'm stepping into doing work with men as well, it's given me a better understanding for like what is masculinity. And how do we embody it? And how do we also embody femininity? And how do we consciously move between those poles and use those energies, you know, when we want to access them? Because of course we also all have masculine and feminine within us.
Yeah. Well, I guess that would be a really great place to start with my first question, kind of getting into the basics of masculine, feminine polarity. What is masculine and feminine polarity? Like, what is the masculine? What is the feminine? How do those things look like embodied?
So first of all, I just want to say that masculine and feminine doesn't really have anything to do with sexual orientation, and it doesn't have anything necessarily to do with your role in society, right? Like,
or your gender.
Or your gender, yeah. So masculine and feminine are just energies that we've named those energies, right? And it's a convenient way of communicating about these different energies. It just so happens that a lot of women tend to identify with feminine essence. A lot of men tend to identify with a masculine essence, but that's not always the case. And some people have, you know, everyone has both of those in them as well. So I just want to throw that out there before we get into this whole, like, this is about gender or right. sexuality or something.
And I'm glad you said that, because it can be really easy to think, like, if I'm talking about the masculine, then I'm talking about men. So I'm glad that you gave that as an aside, because it's super important to kind of have that differentiation as we continue this conversation.
Right. And it, unfortunately, that kind of acts sometimes as a barrier for people to even wanting to approach this subject. There's just a lot there for obvious reasons, right?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I guess I just want everyone to know from here on out, when we're talking about the masculine and the feminine, we may be using male and female pronouns, but they could be interchanged with anyone, right. with any other pronoun, binary and non-binary.
So traditionally in, you know, a lot of ancient cultures, they talked about the differences between masculine and feminine energies. And the way I'm describing it, the masculine represents consciousness, emptiness, that which cannot be changed. The feminine represents life, so form, light, anything that moves, basically. And that's a little bit more of a esoteric kind of description, but it'll help kind of form the basis for understanding, like, what are these energies and why are they the way they are. So as a general principle, the masculine is always seeking completion. Because the masculine is consciousness itself, is total emptiness as its home, it's always seeking the completion of form into emptiness, right?
You know what that's bringing up for me for a moment? Like, I'm just trying to, like, visualize this, because we can get into, like, esoteric terms and it can get really woo-woo. Like, I feel like the masculine, maybe you can tell me if this is wrong, but, like, the masculine is, like, outer space and the feminine is, like, earth. Would you say that that's true?
Yeah. Well, like, the masculine is, like, nothingness. So if you're thinking about,
like, a black
outer
hole?
Yeah, if you're thinking about outer space as, like, the empty space in between things, that would be, yeah, that would be totally accurate. Or like a black hole. Yeah, and the feminine is, like, anything else, basically.
Got it.
So yeah, because the masculine is emptiness, it's always seeking completion, and that's why the masculine always wants to have a goal, because it wants to complete things. Like, it wants to try to finish and accomplish things to reach emptiness in life. But the reality is the masculine always is emptiness at its core. So that's kind of the basic summary of masculine energy. And then the feminine, from the way I'm talking about it, is life itself. So the feminine is light, it's energy, it's matter, it's form, it's all of the forms of life. And the feminine is always seeking fullness. It's always seeking more life, more energy, more vibrancy. As a way to understand that in a more practical level.
Yeah, because I was actually going to ask, like, because to, like, bring it back down to earth a little bit. Like,
totally.
I would love to know personally for us, like, in our relationship, the way that you show your masculine traits and the way that I show my feminine traits, like, what that looks like in practice.
So a good way to kind of bring this down to earth and, you know, to see this in a concrete way is me as a man having a masculine essence, like, that's my predominant essence, right? Of course, I have a feminine side as well. But as a masculine essence, my kind of mental loop is always, am I succeeding or am I failing? My masculinity, my masculine essence filters everything through, like, am I succeeding at my goal? Or am I achieving what I want to achieve? Mm-hmm. The feminine is always thinking, am I loved or am I not loved? Hmm. Or is love flowing here or is love not flowing here? Hmm. So the masculine is kind of concerned with freedom. The feminine is concerned with love. And that comes back down to earth in relationship, because I'm thinking, like, am I doing the right thing with my partner, you know? Am I doing the right thing in my relationship? Am I doing the right thing in my actions? And the feminine is thinking, like, is love flowing here? Like, and maybe you could speak a little bit more to that, but the feminine is thinking, like, am I loved? Am I not loved? Is love flowing here? What can create more love? Hmm. You know, what's getting in the way of love?
Interesting. So how does... Because I've heard the masculine described as being directive, yeah. Aggressive, eager, mm-hmm. aspirational, and the feminine as more flowy,
right.
Cyclical,
yeah,
surrendering.
Yeah.
So I guess my understanding of the feminine, I don't really have that understanding of is there love here? I'm not, like... On a conscious level, I'm not thinking about that on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but it's only the masculine. As the masculine is what wants to understand and break things down to succeed. So, like, even me saying, is love flowing here or not? I'm approaching that from a masculine perspective because I'm trying to break reality down into compartments so yeah. I can better understand it and talk about it. So that's a very masculine way of relating to life.
Yeah, because when you were speaking about the feminine, I'm like, oh, I don't know if that resonates with right. me. I mean, maybe it'll resonate with other women.
For the feminine, just like, it just is.
Right.
Like it's like, it's life.
Right, exactly. So, so I guess, like, my understanding of the feminine, or the way that I express my feminine, is by flowing with my natural rhythms, mm-hmm. holding space. And for you, what I see as a masculine person, I say that the way that you express yourself as a masculine person is...
It's purpose.
Yeah. It's moving forward. It's like, okay, so we're at point A. How can I get to point B?
Yeah. I'm always thinking about progress.
Right.
Like, I want to make more progress.
And so when I think about that, one thing that came up for me, or is coming up for me right now, is like, man, that's like polar opposites, right? Like, yeah. You've got this directive person that's like, I just want to get to the good stuff. I want to get to the point. We're going forward. We're moving forward. And you've got the mm-hmm. feminine person that's like, no, man, like, let's just chill here. Let's just be here. Let's see what happens.
Right.
So how do you bridge that gap? Because one thing I know is that, like, our relationship, we have a really good balance, I feel, where we can, like, mm-hmm. where you're in your masculine, I can be in my feminine, and vice versa. So, like, what does it look like to have those things be unified?
We're seeking, like, through that polarity, we're seeking that oneness. We're seeking that completion, that you know, going back to wholeness. And that's the root of sexual desire.
How does masculine and feminine polarity show up in sex?
So for me, it's this feeling of I want to take you. Like, I want to take you and I want to claim you.
That just made my pussy tingle a little bit.
Yeah, and even as I just say, like, I want to take you, I can see Evian's face light up right now.
Woo, okay. Continue.
So that's my perspective.
Okay. So what does it mean when you say, I want to take you? I know what that means, but, like, for the people at home.
It means I want to penetrate you. I want to pin you down. I want to, like, I want to submit you with my love.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And so as the feminine, what does her role look like?
The feminine is that radiance and that surrender of take me, you know, I want you to want me. And inviting me in with that sort of, that playfulness, that like radiance, that life energy, that like love, that flowing. It's hard to describe, but it's kind of just like letting your radiance shine, like letting your love flow.
There's a sense of receptivity, I feel like, that comes with that. Like, right. Being open and aware and accepting of being penetrated. And I know that when you say penetration, you're not just talking about like penis and vagina. What are you talking about with that?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can penetrate someone with your gaze, you know, you can penetrate someone with your energy. You can penetrate someone with your consciousness. So there's that kind of penetration. And then there's the physical penetration, obviously, right? Which is just a manifestation of that. And then, and you can have physical penetration without very much of the, you know, consciousness penetration.
Right, like emotional penetration.
Right? Yeah, then you can have the opposite too. You could have, like, I'm penetrating you with my consciousness, but we're not fucking at all.
It's really interesting how, like, words can encapsulate so much, you know? Like, I just had a moment of like I can hear you say penetrate, but that's not the whole story.
Yeah, it's something more. It's more than that. Like, I can not only penetrate you with my penis, but I can also penetrate you with my love. Right? I want to melt you open with my love. I want to love you so fiercely that it breaks down any boundaries that you have, anything that feels like this part of me can't be loved. I'm like a warrior, like cutting through those, and like I refuse to accept that. Like, love will be here.
Damn.
And that's like and that's the masculine gift, right? That's the masculine, like, that's using your aggression, that masculine, like, yang force in a way that's a gift, right? A gift to your partner.
And the gift of the feminine would look like, I mean, not necessarily being passive, because when I think about surrendering or being receptive, it can seem like it's about sort of lying there and taking it, right. But there's action in surrendering. There's right. action in being receptive.
Active surrender.
So I suppose my gift to the feminine, or rather the masculine, in this exchange would be,
think about like the way a belly dancer is completely allowing the fullness of her like sexuality to be on display. Like, she's allowing herself to flow in this very sexual erotic way that is a gift to anyone that witnesses her. So it's like an opening. She's opening and allowing herself to be displayed and to have that energy be transmitted. That's a very active form of surrender, because she could withhold that energy, right? She could guard it, but it's letting her guards down to fully give all of that energy.
I'm so glad that you said that, because one of the questions that's coming up for me a lot, and has come up a lot in the sessions that I have with my clients, is like, they're so used to being in the state of masculinity because of having to keep themselves protected, because of living in a patriarchal sexist world that makes women feel like they are not safe.
All the time. Yeah.
They can't bring the full essence of their femininity into their relationships with their counterpart, their
even
masculine
counterpart.
Even
if they want to, because they've practiced so much guarding.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I obviously have a lot to say about this when I speak to my clients. Like, I have techniques and all sorts of different things that can help women open to their partners and feel a sense of safety. But I guess what I want to know from the masculine, what does the feminine need to do to open?
The feminine has to trust. She has to trust that her love will be cherished. her love will be valued and not dismissed or be unappreciated or mm-hmm. abused, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There can't be an opening without trust. And the masculine's deepest desire is to be trusted, right? Like, I want to take you, and I want you to fully trust me. And that's where the masculine's responsibility comes in, right? Like, the masculine has to be strong in his direction, has to be strong in his knowing of his power.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will be very hard for her to open.
So what if a woman or a feminine person wants to open, but they need support and help and prompting from their masculine partner? What could the feminine ask of the masculine to help her to feel like she can open and she can trust? I'm thinking of like mm-hmm. ways that a woman can ask for what she wants out of the masculine in order for her to come into a place of like, okay, I can surrender, I can open to you.
Yeah. This is like one of those challenging areas because in our culture, men's egos are so fragile.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So like a lot of times women want to give feedback to their partners, but because men are so unsure of their masculinity, because in our culture, we're like, as men, we don't feel like it's okay a lot of times to be masculine, or we feel like it's only okay to be a certain kind of masculine that doesn't feel or whatever, which of course is total bullshit. But it creates some challenges. So men need to do the work with other men in order to be comfortable in their own masculinity. That needs to happen. As far as what a woman can do, yeah, I think women need to ask for what they want. They need to express their desires. And I think one of the core, most basic, is that I want to feel your presence. And I want to feel your unwavering presence on me.
That's the feminine speaking.
That's the feminine speaking. Mm-hmm. Like, I want your attention more. Like, and when you're there, like, I want you to really be there. And if you are there for me in that way, I can trust you more. I can know that if I open, that you will receive that. You won't be distracted. I think that it's good to have those conversations outside of sex.
Yeah. You
know? Sex is probably not the best time to have those conversations because it can already be a pretty vulnerable place.
Yeah.
So I think that is important. But yeah, men have to want to do the work too.
So for a feminine person who wants their masculine person to begin to do that work, like, what would you say to her? Because that's actually one question that comes up a lot in my work with women is like, as I'm helping them open and surrender into their femininity, like coming out of a place of masculinity, the first question that comes up for them is like, okay, like, now my man needs to step up and right. and be in his masculine, but I don't know how to say that to him. I don't know how to approach this subject.
To say to your man, like, I want you to be a better man. That's
right. Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, and essentially that's what she's saying. Right. And it's the truth of what she's saying, but I mean, that's a pretty hard thing to say to anyone.
Right. So what I would suggest maybe is asking questions and having a dialogue with your partner. So maybe asking, like, what is it that you really want? Just like in general, like, what do you want in your life? What are you passionate about? Because what makes men show up as better men is when they're on purpose. Because men, that's their core desire, is to be on purpose, to live their purpose. I recently did a survey and like asked men what their biggest fears is. And number one, by far, above not making enough money, above not being there for their family, above everything else, was the fear of dying, not completing their purpose. So asking questions that help them get clearer on that, I think is critical and very valuable. That's something very valuable you can offer your partner. Maybe having dialogues and conversations about, like, what does masculinity mean to you?
Mm, like, yeah.
do you feel like it's okay to be masculine? A lot of men don't feel like it's okay to be masculine.
Yeah.
Or they don't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lack of very good models in our culture of what that means. So I think that's a good place to start, and to be patient, because it requires work.
What about, because I know you mentioned David Data, he's an incredible resource for topics like this and understanding masculine and feminine polarities, especially when it comes to sex and sexuality. Mm-hmm. One thing that I sometimes tell my clients is, like, maybe recommending to their masculine person who has shown interest already that maybe they want to get more into masculinity, that they recommend this book to read about masculine and feminine polarity. I know that David Data's book, The Way of the Superior Man, is a really excellent book about stuff like that. But do you feel like to suggest something like that would be depolarizing? Because, I mean, a man, he wants to get, or the masculine wants to get to where he wants to go, right? He doesn't want people telling him where he wants to go.
Well, he wants feedback and he wants support. A lot of times, though, to hear that from another, to hear that from his woman, to hear that from his partner, like, I want you to read this book about masculinity. It's like saying, you're not man enough for me.
Mm.
Who you are as a man, like, is not enough for me. And it's it's hard. So I would suggest maybe saying, you know, starting with those conversations, and, you know, maybe instead of, like, saying, hey, babe, I want you to read this book, maybe you could start with saying something like, you know, hey, I've been really curious about, like, what femininity is. And, you know, I've been having a lot of, like, really great conversations about this, and I've been becoming more comfortable in my femininity. And I was wondering, like, is this something you'd want to explore together?
Hmm.
Like, how I can step into my femininity more and how you can step into your masculinity more.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a much, I don't know, I want to say safer kind of way to
approach it. It'd be gentler.
It would be a gentler approach.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we have to be so gentle about it, right?
Like, it would be so much easier if we could just be like, dude, this is something that you need to read.
Step the fuck up.
Right. Right. But I mean, I think it's really important to say that, like, men are just as tender and they need just as much gentleness as women do. I mean, they're not these, I mean, they can be these sturdy rock-like people, but they have feelings and emotions too.
Men are much more sensitive than people give them credit for.
Absolutely. I did ask some people to submit their questions about masculine and feminine polarity. One, I feel like we kind of already discussed, which is, how can I use the benefits of masculine feminine polarity in a queer relationship? How can I celebrate my masculine energy as a woman? And how can a masculine person celebrate their feminine energy?
It's as simple as, like, you know, playing those roles and, like, and being playful. So it starts with, like, who is going to embody which energy? And it could start with either person, right? Say we're talking about two people that are fluid. They can go from one pole to the other. One person embodying their femininity could start, like, dancing, or could start, like showing their radiance in a coy sort of, like, playful, like, come get me sort of way. And that would invite the opposite from the other person. It would invite a, like, oh, I want that. Like, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to take you. I want to get some of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would be embodying the feminine side. From the masculine side, it would be initiating, like, that sort of, like, I am here with you. I'm giving you my full attention. I'm giving you my full presence. I am like, surrounding you with the depth of my consciousness. So yeah, it just, and then you can switch, you know. It starts with one person doing something that kind of triggers that switch.
Mm-hmm.
So one person has to relinquish the masculine, or the other person has to, you know, take charge. And that could result in a little tussle, right? If both people are embodying the masculine at the same time, that's right. Another possibility, till you figure out like which person is going to back down.
Mm-hmm.
That can be interesting too. And you know, sexual expression and sexual connection, like, what is the end result of that anyway? It's like the dissolving of all boundaries into like this space where only love remains. That's the union. That's like the result of fucking, is to come together and to be whole, to be one. And in that place, where's the masculine and where's the feminine? Like, where does one stop and the other begin?
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes love. It just becomes isness, you know?
Yeah, yeah. This other question that I have is from a woman. She says, the man I am currently seeing is being wonderfully patient with me and knows I'm hesitant about us diving into sex too quickly. In an effort to help me feel more comfortable, he's been encouraging me to take the lead. The thing is, though, that tends to send me right up into my head, out of my body. I think I would be so much more at ease and turned on by him taking initiative as we explore each other's bodies. I worry about being confusing or frustrating to him. So it sounds like he is hesitant to mm-hmm. come on to her, to be physical with her, to express right. his masculinity, because right. she's said, like, oh, I'm feeling a little nervous.
Yeah.
But it sounds like underneath that, right. she does want some initiative. Right, she right, does right, want right. this guy to come forward. So, like, what would you say as a masculine person? Like, what would you want to hear from a woman that's like, yeah, like, I want you to take me, but I also want you to respect that it's not going to be so quick and easy. Like, I need some time. I need some time mm-hmm. to trust.
I think expressing what you want in a really inviting way would be a big turn on and would invite a lot of playfulness. So maybe you want to, right now, your kind of edge is just like kissing or something. Maybe you'd say something like, ooh, I would love to see like what our tongues can do together. Or, it would feel so good to feel your lips pressed against mine and to feel the weight of your body.
And this is the feminine speaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like expressing that desire, vocalizing that desire in a very inviting way, not like in a very like, I want you to do this sort of way, because that's what gets you back up into your head and that's what puts you back into that masculine, right? Like, you saying like, I want you to do this is more commanding, right? Like, it's like instructional. So having it be more inviting is coming from a more feminine space, and to just be very playful and ensure him like, yeah, I want you to want me. It's like part of this is things you can say, but so much of this is like body language.
Absolutely,
right?
The way that you convey energy.
Yeah,
totally.
So it might be the way you're laying back, like you're just like, yeah, you're inviting him in. I don't know. I hope that helps.
No, I think that that's great. And I think that that's something that a lot of women or feminine people have problems with, like, that they struggle with, like, because as I mentioned earlier, we live in a world that makes women feel like they can't be safe. There's a sense of women wanting to be free and wanting to be open, especially with their partners sexually, but we've been conditioned to be like, masculinity is the enemy. Obviously, there's a lot of things that can come into play here, like what you said about kind of speaking up and like speaking your desires and also being really clear on your boundaries. I think that that's really important. Like, I feel like you touched on that a little bit too, about, you know, just starting with kissing and like allowing yeah. yourself to be like, okay, this is as far as we're going. This is my boundary,
yeah.
but I'm going to completely lose myself to this experience mm-hmm. of kissing. One thing that I feel like is being discussed here in this conversation of masculine and feminine polarity is that, like, it's really, really difficult. It's not impossible, but it's really difficult to do this if you don't trust your partner. I, as a feminine, I don't know if I could have sex with you, a masculine person, if I didn't fully trust you. like on a, and like, and when I say sex, like, I mean this idea of you taking me.
I mean, that puts you in a very vulnerable position.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. So would you say like this whole masculine feminine polarity thing is not for beginners? And like, when I say beginners, I just mean like people who might be in new relationships or people who don't really have a sense of intimacy with the person that they're seeing just yet.
No, I think it just, it's like, what kind of depth are you going to go with it, right? Because the intimacy and the trust determines the depth. So yeah, if you're in a new relationship with someone and you've just started dating them, it's going to be hard to trust them. It's going to be harder to feel comfortable going deep with them from an emotional intimacy standpoint. So I think that's something that progresses over time, but that, you know, that polarity will be present, that masculine and feminine dynamic definitely will be present still. And becoming more conscious of that, I think, is helpful in whatever situation you're in.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we could talk about this for another hour. Maybe we will. I mean,
maybe we can do another one.
And I was just about to say, like, there's no way in hell we're going to be able to talk about
masculine, feminine. We could talk about this for 10 hours.
Yeah. Like, and
we
cover like
so many different
we
things.
We haven't even scratched the surface of what this looks like in action. But I think that where we started is really great.
Yeah. Personally, I love the poetic description of the masculine and feminine and the more esoteric sort of metaphysical, you know, realms and talking about that. But it is a very practical, real thing. You know, it's fucking, it's, you know, that desire between two people. It's primal, you know, it is very real.
Cool. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about masculine and feminine polarity.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And it's always really cool to like get feedback and like hear the story of someone else, especially the masculine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting to think about like even talking about this is coming. Yeah. It comes from a kind of masculine way of viewing the world.
Right. It's crazy.
Science in general, like breaking things into categories and like compartments and all that stuff is pretty masculine.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. Well, where can the people find you if they want to learn more about what you're doing in the world?
They can find me at uncagedman.com.
Nice.
Yeah. Uncaged Man. And
what about
at Jonathan Mead on Twitter and
on the gram?
Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, thanks again for chatting with us tonight, babe. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening to the Sexually Liberated Woman podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed this discussion. If you have any comments on this episode or suggestions for future episodes, send me an email at evyan@sexloveliberation.com. That's evyan@sexloveliberation.com. And for more episodes or to find out when the next episode drops, head to sexloveliberation.com/podcast. This is only the beginning, and I've got some great things in store for you. So stay tuned.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.